What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, do you remember that big stink they tried to make over the fact that there were some Russian ads on Twitter? Ads from Russia Today, and oh my goodness, Russia Today was using Twitter to sway the election, and they were able to overcome Hillary's multi-million dollar campaign with only $100,000 worth of ads placed. And they tried to make a big stink about it, and it turned out the ads were actually issue specific. They didn't talk about Trump or Hillary. And now it's come on out that apparently Twitter was soliciting that advertising. During the election, Twitter approached Russia Today and said, we'd like to run your ads. That's how that came about. Twitter somehow forgot to mention that during all this stink about, oh, these Russian ads. Twitter is now saying they will no longer accept advertising from Russia Today and Sputnik. And I'm sure Russia Today and Sputnik will find other places that will carry their advertising and do them right here. Now, getting on back to the JFK document release. As I said before the release happened, I'm not expecting anything really significant to come on out. And, of course, at the 11th hour, Donald Trump has held back a few hundred of those files at the behest of the FBI and the CIA, who don't want to give those wacky conspiracy theorists any more fuel to doubt the official story because, golly, we've just been down that road so many times of debunking them and debunking them. And that House Select Committee on Assassinations concluding there was a conspiracy. Well, we don't know what was wrong with those people. They must have been drunk. So forth and so on. But there have been a few little bits of information in these documents. And apparently one is further confirmation that, yes, Lee Harvey Oswald was employed by the CIA. And he was trained by the CIA to participate in Soviet assignments. And it was rather interesting because if you go back and you look at the Garrison case against Clay Shaw, and they were looking at Oswald's records, and they were saying, why is he getting all this training in the Russian language? He's just supposed to be a radar operator. So confirmation, yeah, Oswald was CIA. Now, there's another piece of information that surfaced from these documents that the U.S. had plans to murder Cuban refugees and blame Castro to ignite yet another war against Cuba. And they're saying these are documents related to Operation Mongoose, which was that attempt for a second invasion, and was the CIA's plot to remove Castro from power. And I think they don't mention it by name, but I think what they're describing here is Operation Northwoods, where they were going to have terrorist attacks against Cuban refugees headed to or already inside the United States. And this was approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff to create a pretext for invading Cuba and overthrowing the Castro regime. So keep this in mind as we get closer and closer to military action with North Korea. Is what we're seeing on the news really what's going on? Probably not. Operation Northwoods underscores the fact that the U.S. will use trickery to start a war. Remember, Pearl Harbor was not a surprise. Roosevelt spent all of that year goading the Japanese into the attack. The only people it was a surprise to was General Short and Admiral Kimmel, who were kept in the dark. There was no Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. There were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. Saddam did not have nuclear weapons. Assad was not gassing his own people. Iran was not building a nuclear bomb. And the only reason North Korea wants to build a nuclear bomb and a missile is they're seeing the U.S. invading everybody who doesn't have one. Now, right now, unfortunately, our government is desperate to get a major war going ahead of the collapse of the economy. And if they can't find somebody who's willing to oblige by firing first, they'll fake an attack, like they planned to do in Operation Northwoods, like Hitler did at Gleiwitz. False flags are a part of history. They've been used many times And now, of course, we have Syria is accusing Israel of using false flag attacks to justify their aggressions, that these errant artillery shells that are hitting absolutely nothing in Israel are being fired by the Israelis. Now, a little piece of information out of these new JFK files show that Lyndon Johnson may have been a member of the KKK. So, that's where we are on that one. Now, apparently, J. Edgar Hoover insisted on trying to make the U.S. believe Oswald was the sole assassin. Remember, there was that fight going on because the original plotters wanted to link it to Cuba to get that second invasion going. And Johnson, with Hoover, had to pull the plug on that because Johnson knew that the secret agreement between Kennedy and Khrushchev that ended the Cuban Missile Crisis was the understanding if the U.S. ever dared set foot in Cuba again, Russia would launch with the nuclear missiles. No warning, no discussion, no nothing. It would just be there. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So basically, the Cuban assassination plot against our president was transformed into Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Interestingly enough, the Soviet agents who were looking into this assassination were convinced that Dallas cops were involved in the killing. And we know that there was some, shall we say, cooperation there because of the way Jack Ruby was allowed into the basement of the Dallas Police Department to shoot and kill Lee Harvey Oswald, who was supposed to have died at the Texas Theater. See, normally when you have some kind of event like this, you want the shooter, the assassin, the terrorist to be killed on the site so they can't contradict the official story. And Jack Ruby had to cowboy Lee Harvey Oswald. And he was allowed into the basement of the Dallas police station by an officer named Ray Vaughn, who then, after this stunning failure at security, went on to become the chief of police at Midlothian, Texas. The police officer who'd been in charge of the Dallas side of Kennedy's security, and then later security for Lee Oswald, having lost both of his charges, eventually became the chief of police of Dallas. So you see how this stuff all kind of works out. There were a lot of people involved. A lot of people wanted John F. Kennedy dead. And it's important to understand at this stage in world history, assassinations and wars never happen for just one reason. You'll be told it's one reason. It keeps the lies to a simple level, keeps it to a minimum. But there were a lot of people who hated John F. Kennedy. Organized crime hated him. They felt they'd helped him win the election, only to have him turn on organized crime and sick his brother Robert on them as attorney general. You had Israel, absolutely hated John F. Kennedy because he was adamant that Israel not be allowed to acquire nuclear weapons. You had the Texas oil billionaires, who are losing billions of dollars over the oil depletion allowance issue. And then you had the Federal Reserve, who were angered over Kennedy's issuance of a United States note that was not issued as a loan at interest, cutting into their profitability. So there were a lot of people who did not like Kennedy. And, of course, his intention to pull out of Vietnam angered the Pentagon. A lot of people in the CIA felt Kennedy had betrayed them at the Bay of Pigs by yanking the plug. But Kennedy said the CIA had lied to him about the strength of support for a U.S. invasion by the Cuban people. It just wasn't really there. So when you see somebody gearing up for a war, there's usually a large number of players. And they all want slightly different things. But they all overlap where they agree that a war or an assassination is what serves their interests best. Now, speaking of serving interests, remember Corrine Brown, former congresswoman? She spent almost 25 years representing Florida in Congress, and she has now been found guilty of taking money from a charity that was purported to be giving scholarships to poor students. And the verdict came after the prosecutors outlined a pattern of fraud by Corrine Brown, who's now 70, and her top aide that included using hundreds of thousands of dollars from the One Door for Education Foundation for lavish parties, trips, and shopping excursions. She was convicted of 18 of the 22 charges against her, including lying on her taxes and on her congressional financial disclosure forms. Now, this Corrine Brown, you've probably heard the name before. She partied with Nancy Pelosi. She flew on Air Force One right next to President Obama. And she was a superdelegate in last year's election, and she voted for Hillary Clinton. So it kind of makes you wonder, are all of Hillary Clinton's supporters criminals of one form or another? Maybe it's just simpler to do a count and say how many of Hillary Clinton's supporters are not criminals of one form or another. Anybody? Any hands? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Turning over to the war zones here, the UN Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is basically issuing a report supporting the initial findings, which blamed Syria's Air Force for deploying sarin in the Syrian town last April. And they're still saying sarin was delivered via an aerial bomb dropped by an airplane. Now, here's the problem with that. In that first original report, nobody ever actually went to the site. They just relied on reports from people in the region. And Russia's permanent mission to the UN is expressing concern that cherry-picked details of the findings are already being leaked to the media to try and resell that old tired canard that Assad is using chemical weapons on his own people. And again, it is absurd on the face of it. Look for what should be there and isn't. And what was never there in any of these claims of Assad gassing his own people right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors virtually on the day that they arrived is a reason for him to do something that stupid. He's all but won the war. Okay? The world is getting used to the idea of Assad staying on as the ruler of Syria. Why would he do the one thing that would allow the United States to come back in and take his country away from him? And the answer is he wouldn't. There's no benefit to Assad gassing his own Alawite supporters. They're his people. That's like Obama gassing Democrats. It doesn't make any sense. It never made any sense. But it's just another variation on the theme of Saddam has nuclear weapons. North Korea is going to launch on this. How many times do you have to be lied to before you realize that's how these wars get started? And that's what they're trying to do again. Meanwhile, over in Iraq, Iraq's military forces are on the verge of capturing the last ISIS stronghold. And that will basically be it in Iraq. Same situations coming to a head or to a conclusion in Syria, and both countries are saying it's time for the U.S. to leave. It is time for the U.S. to get out. You are not invited here. You don't have our permission here. ISIS and al-Qaeda are now gone. You don't have a justification to be here, which is why all of a sudden we have Tillerson back to talking about we see a future of a united Syria but without Assad. So they're dropping that whole pretext about being in Syria for ISIS and al-Qaeda, and they're back to we just need to get Assad out. And we'll make up a good reason. Let's go back and try the gassing his own people one. And if that doesn't work, we'll say he has a Death Star, or he's torturing small kittens in the microwave oven in his bedroom. We'll find something that'll get people on our side to get rid of him. Meanwhile, Pakistan is saying it's time for the United States to accept they are defeated in Afghanistan. There is no military resolution possible, and it's time for a political solution. It's time for an exit strategy. Of course, we know what we're hearing from the U.S. government. They're just going to pour more and more people in there. Eric Prince is saying, let me go in with my mercenaries, and we'll do great work of it. But again, insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. There is a reason Afghanistan is called the graveyard of empires. And I imagine Putin has been laughing his head off all these years over the fact that the U.S. walked into this same mistake that the British did and the Soviet Union did. But Pakistan is right. The U.S. is unable to win in Afghanistan. They're just pouring more children and more money in there so they can say, well, at least we're not losing. At least we're not losing. See, that's a good thing. story coming out of Blacklisted News talking about our policy toward Iran is very clearly being dictated by Israel and Netanyahu. We have polls showing the majority of the American people are very happy with the Iran nuclear deal. You have many officials within the U.S. government are saying, yeah, let's just leave things the way they are. Europe, which is co-signers on this agreement, they're all saying, absolutely, let's leave it alone. So why is Trump moving forward with decertifying, getting ready to dump the deal, getting ready to make war on Iran, which has not done anything to us at all, because that's what Israel wants. Israel wants Iran smashed to rubble the way they already did to Iraq. And it's one of the areas in which I'm very, very disappointed in Donald Trump. Because if there's one quality we would like to see in a president, is that policy decisions are not made on the base of who is a family friend and who is not. That appears to be what's going on here. Interestingly enough, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis is all of a sudden deciding to play the role of diplomat. He's over in Thailand this week, calling for peace on the Korean Peninsula. And he's saying, let's look for a peaceful resolution with North Korea. And he's out there saying, do we have the military options in defense if we're attacked or our allies are attacked? Of course we do. But everyone is out for a peaceful resolution. The U.S. is not rushing to war with North Korea. Maybe. Frankly, it looked to me like North Korea was just testing their weapons, which everybody who's building weapons, they test them. U.S. tests missiles over here on the next island over. Russia just tested a really big one. We'll be talking about that later in the show. You know, when I was building black powder firearms as a kid, there was always that one point where you'd have it roughed together and you'd put a load on and you'd pull the trigger and see if the thing was going to work. That's just part of weapons development, and that's all North Korea has been doing. Meanwhile, South Korea is upping the ante. They have announced plans to develop a new surface-to-surface missile that they claim will be able to reach North Korea's bunkers and long-range artillery facilities. The missile is designated the Hyunmoo-4, and it's a more powerful version of two other types of surface-to-surface missiles now in South Korea's arsenal. So South Korea is getting ready to sneer at North Korea, and everybody's getting ready to sneer at everybody else. But I think one of the cautionary tales here is that Mattis may be backing off being openly aggressive against North Korea, barring a false flag. They could still go that route. But the realization that North Korea may not have a deployable nuclear weapon and an ICBM right now, but that if the U.S. were to go to war with North Korea and was not able to do a first strike, take them all out, the war would drag on so long that it was inevitable by before the war was over, North Korea would have that capability. So you'd want to take a good look at that. Meanwhile, Israel is all of a sudden having second thoughts about their brand new spanky shiny F-35 fighter jets, because they're starting to be delivered, the A version. And Israel is kicking the tires. And they're starting to say they're not happy. They don't think it was a good decision to buy this F-35. And apparently there was a military review put together by various defense-related ministries within the Israeli government. The conclusion was reached with specific regard to the acquisition of the F-35 fighters that placed emphasis on need to meticulously assess the jets already purchased, and interestingly enough, to begin considering alternatives if the aircraft did not meet Israeli Air Force expectations. Now, this sudden compromise in confidence over the fighter's ability by Israel following practical assessment, meaning they took it out for a test flight, comes as no surprise, for the aircraft is already being reported as inherently flawed among every nation that has tested it, including the United States itself. It is a boondoggle. It is a horrendous boondoggle. And I know they're deploying some of them to Japan, and by golly, don't they look spiffy sitting there on the runway. We'll be back after these few words.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, I alluded to this earlier in the program. Russia has carried out a successful test firing of their Satan II ballistic missile, and it was fired last night from the Plesetsk Cosmodrome, and it flew 3,600 miles before hitting its target on the Kura test range. And this missile can carry 12 nuclear warheads, and here is the kicker. We mentioned this the other day. Each warhead has a yield potentially of 40 megatons. This is a single rocket that can basically destroy an entire country. Now, three submarines capable of carrying nuclear warheads also carried out successful ballistic missile tests, while three bombers hit ground targets with cruise missiles. Apparently, this was all part of a large military drill. But that Satan II missile, that is definitely a game changer. That is a monster. And Russia has always built big bombs. The further the U.S. would dig down into the ground, places like Cheyenne Mountain, the Russian answer was, we'll just make a bomb big enough to make sure we get it. The biggest nuclear weapon ever built was built by Russia, was called the Tsar Bomb. And its maximum yield was 100 megatons. And the Soviets were so scared of it, they dialed it down to 50 for the test, and it still had, was a huge, gigantic blast. Now then, the U.S. is once again looking at a new round of sanctions against Russia. And so there's all these Russian defense companies are on this list of new U.S. sanctions. You know, by golly, we're going to give you what for? How dare you hack into the DNC emails, and how dare you interfere with our plans for global domination? So Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has authorized the Department of Justice to issue guidance. I'm sorry, the State Department to issue guidance to the public specifying the persons or entities that are part of or operating on behalf of the defense or intelligence sectors of the government of the Russian Federation. So basically, they've just declared economic war against the Russian government. And economic wars are very often the harbinger of real wars. Now, on that very topic, Max Kaiser is out there sounding a warning. This is over in Russia Today, that China's starting of selling oil contracts in the petro yuan may trigger a U.S. attack, because the U.S. empire of debt will go to war to stop the emergence of the petro yuan, just like they went to war against Iraq to stop the sale of Iraq's oil for the euro, just like they went to war in Libya to stop the sale of Libya's oil in the gold dinar. Now, maybe the U.S. will realize that China is not the military pushover that Iraq and Libya were, and that will restrain their hand. But Max Kaiser is right. That is what's driving all of these wars from the U.S. government side, a desire to drag the world back to being forced to use the U.S. dollar for global trade and banking, off of which Wall Street makes a small profit. And even worse, use that global currency to exert political control on other countries. Now, we all remember Mattel toys. I do, especially because there was at one point my father worked for them, and I got to be a toy tester. I think I was like 13 when that happened. Anyway, Mattel, iconic name, started the Hot Wheels craze. They had a lot of really cool things. And unfortunately, their stock took a 24% hit following the announcement that they were going to suspend their quarterly dividend starting in the fourth quarter of this year and instead use the cash to shore up its faltering business, because they took a big hit following the bankruptcy of its largest retailer, Toys R Us. Remember what I told you about? If you've got Christmas shopping for little kids, you get to the Toys R Us now. They're not getting in any more inventory. What's on the shelves right now is what's going to be there until they close. So get that done. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm looking over here on CNN, and they're trying to push this idea that Trump and the White House are trying to... shut down the probe into the Trump-Russia collusion. Well, here's where it gets sticky, because if, in fact, the FBI used this bogus dossier to get these FISA warrants, then the entire investigation is illegitimate. Because under that Fourth Amendment, you have to have real evidence of a crime, not something that you just wrote up and said, I think this guy's doing a crime, give me a warrant. Doesn't work that way. So Mueller may not even have a mandate. And don't forget, Mueller's special counsel is itself already illegal, because there's a specific law that says before a special counsel can be appointed, there has to be a preliminary investigation by Congress to determine that there is an issue there that requires a special counsel. You can't just pop one out there. So the whole thing is really crooked. But CNN is out there just trying to say that, oh, how dare Trump try and defend himself from this Trump-Russia investigation. I mean, this is a crime that's so hideous that even innocence cannot be used as a defense. But as far as Hillary, forget all that evidence. It's a nothing burger. Nothing burger. All right, let's take a phone call. Francis in Vancouver. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was just sort of thinking a lot lately about this big Russian military exercise on their western border that took place at the end of September. And
yes.
there's 90,000 soldiers involved, but the really interesting aspect of it was that during the exercise, they basically shut down all the GPS in Norway and all the cellular services in Latvia. And when you add that to the fact, like, I think it was the USS Donald Cook getting shut down by a Russian fighter jet using electronic countermeasures, and that was in the Black Sea, and then there was a similar incident with a U.S. warship in the Baltic Sea. You got to sort of like ask yourself if, like, for starters, if the whole U.S. surface fleet is just obsolete and a waste of money. And you know,
well, much of it is. It's older designs, and unfortunately, the new ones that they're trying to bring on, like the Freedom class and Independence class littoral combat ships, not to mention the Zoom Vault and the Gerald R. Ford, are basically very expensive, very ineffective pieces of junk. So we've forgotten how to make a cost-effective weapon system, and that is a terrible position to be going into as you head into a world war. We know because of what happened with the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain that there is a serious problem with finding qualified commanders for these very expensive naval platforms. I mean, look how much damage the Navy has suffered. We're not even officially at war yet, and we've got two of these ships down. So
there are
some serious problems with our military right now, which is would a good reason to like get off this war agenda. We're not going to win this thing.
That's true. But the other thing is were those ships actually like there's one aspect to it, like were the personnel running the ships incompetent or were the ships hacked?
No, the Navy concluded that the command crews were incompetent. They've been relieved of duty. And it's very obvious to me, having spent some time under sail myself, that whoever had the con didn't understand there is a pecking order for right of way when ships are crossing each other. And those large super tankers and cargo ships, they're number one on the list. Okay, and it looked to me like somebody just thought they were going to just dart around in front of them, and you're not supposed to do that. That's why those rules are out there, to minimize these kinds of problems.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Well, anyway, have a good Friday.
All right, same to you. We're going to switch over to Thomas in Florida. Aloha, Thomas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, looks like we may have lost Thomas. Are you there?
Hello.
Going
hello.
One?
Yes,
there
I'm
you
here.
Are. There you
yes.
are. Okay.
Yeah, I apologize. I haven't been listening to your show simply because my computer went down, and maybe I'm a bit off topic if you have specific topics you're talking about today, but I had a question that maybe you could answer. We, about 2 weeks ago, received a message from Windows. They called themselves Windows Security Headquarters, and they said, you have errors and warnings reports. Please contact us, and gave us a number and an officer's number, a guy named Williams, and we ignored it. We thought it was a scam. And then we got another one on Wednesday and ignored it again, and lo and behold, this morning, our computer shut down, and we haven't made any calls to where they want us to call. And I'm wondering, did you ever hear of that?
I haven't heard of one where somebody's computer actually gets shut down if you don't phone the phone number, but it's probably a new evolution in the step of ransomware, and it really is totally out of control. And when you say your computer shut down, is it refusing to boot or is it just refusing to turn on? Maybe it's just a hardware problem.
It's refusing to turn on, and We have another computer in the house, a laptop, and it won't work either. In other words, we've been shut off, it appears. And I have a computer expert that I use to come, and I'm going to have him come over. But I'm just wondering if they said legal actions will be taken against your computer. And they said your case number, and they gave us the case number and the guy's name. And it seemed like such a scam at first, but they really did shut it off. And I'm just wondering if they have the power.
Well, it does sound like a scam. And unfortunately, thanks to the NSA and the CIA, these cyber criminals have very easy access to the internals of your machine. And, the very best computer, weapons out there are now in the hands of these cyber criminals. And they're making use of them. And this looks to me like a situation of sort of pre-ransomware. They don't actually get your system infected. They just say, you got to call us and you got to deal with us or we will shut you down. So it does sound, if there really is a link between the shutdown of your computers and these emails that you were getting, that definitely qualifies as extortion.
Yeah, well, it wasn't an email. It was nothing more than a message on our answering machine. And the guy said, Windows Security Headquarters. And I'm going, gee. So, yeah, I guess I'll have our computer guy look at it first to see if it's a scam. But, we have like RBN streaming all the time at this house. And I'm wondering, do you think it's any possibility that they were, like, shutting us down because we're, what do you want to call it, persona non grata, whatever.
Okay, well, I'm looking here. I just did a Google search, and yes, this whole thing about Windows Security Headquarters, it is a scam.
Okay.
I'm not seeing any reports about how they're actually physically shutting your machine down, but I would be very interested in what your computer security person says actually happened, okay?
Okay. Yeah, so it is a scam that you see. Yeah,
yes, it is a scam.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. And it is out of control. And maybe one of the reasons the U.S. government doesn't want to do anything about it is because it's really their fault. They allowed these very expensive taxpayer-funded cyber weapons to be leaked out onto the dark web, and now they're being used against all of us. And so the U.S. government is going to pretend it's not a problem because anybody who looks at the problem is going to say, well, look, you guys caused this. You drilled all these holes in our security so you could spy on us, even though we're not doing anything wrong. And then the cyber criminals find the holes, and they're causing all kinds of damage to our productivity, to our economy. This was not well thought out. It's another classic case of, we've got to have access to the people's computers. Okay. And then inadvertently, you open up the opportunity for cybercrime. Or maybe they are the cyber criminals. Maybe CIA and NSA are the cyber criminals. Kaspersky seems to think so. All right, let's see. Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hope you're doing well.
Doing fine.
The last caller. That's good. The last caller needs to boot into safe mode, right? And obviously run, some kind of spyware app. Boot time spyware app. Anyway, are you a big fan at all of James Spader?
Yeah,
why? Well, he played in Boston Legal, and now he plays in The Blacklist.
Oh, I worked with him on Stargate.
Oh, really? Well, now I'm a big fan of you again. So, obviously,
he's a nice
Legal
guy.
Shut down. I love the guy. Boston Legal was a pretty neat show. They were actually talking about a lot of day-to-day, things that happen and whatnot. But so James Spader's in this it's not new anymore. They're in their fifth season, The Blacklist. Their most recent episode was basically kind of about, I'm sorry for the spoilers, people. It was basically about kind of like false flag operations. And at one point in the movie, the series, they say, when you keep the population terrorized, it's easy to have bloated budgets for the military. Could you say something like that, like 40 years ago, and get away with it, even though it's the truth?
generally not. But I think my favorite episode of Boston Legal was Stick It, which is where you have that wonderful speech about, you know, what's gone wrong with this country, you know, where we're lying about Saddam's nuclear weapons. There's unwarranted surveillance. And it's not Spader's character. It's one of the others who does that speech. And it used to be all over YouTube, but for some reason that's kind of been scrubbed. But I noticed that on one of our cable box channels, they are rerunning all the early Boston Legals. And I did record that episode so I could watch it again, because it was really good. And they do cover a lot of very important topics.
Oh, they were fantastic. I mean, they even covered, and it was, you know, crazy. You know, Denny Crane and Alan were getting married. You know, and they weren't even gay. I mean, and at the time, I believe it was in most states in the United States, it was illegal for same sex marriages, and you know, and they actually made it like comical, so that, you know, we would become more, you know, acceptant of such things. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Boston Legal was only around for, you know, a couple of seasons, I think four. And the you know, I don't think they ever had a 24 episode season. You know, they were cut off because of probably this controversy that they were stirring up. And unfortunately, you know, it's too bad, but that's the way it goes with some of these series. You know, it's the way it is. And but you know, we're getting away from the point, but the point is, like, with this recent episode of The Blacklist, was they're actually talking now about false flags, mm-hmm. and, you know, keeping the American people terrorized, so they're willing, as you say, just like you say, willing to give their money and their children, you know, and it's all bull, you know,
yeah.
with a capital S and a capital blah blah and a T, you know, or B-E-X. It's classic. I thank you for your time.
Okay. All right, you've got it. We're gonna switch over to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Whoop, I guess we lost Joe.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay.
I hear you fine. Mike? Yes. What's on your mind?
I was going to let you know that I had experience with that blue screen call-in ransomware that the guy was talking about earlier, and I actually called in to the number on the screen, because that's all you could do. It was just a blue screen with a message from Microsoft and a phone number, but it was a ransomware scam. I didn't know that, but I called them up. They wanted me to pay like a couple hundred dollars to get things straightened out and install some new protection on the computer, whatever. I told them, shove it, for $200, I'm going to go buy another computer. And
yeah.
I took it to my computer repairman here in town, and he said, well, I'm glad you didn't pay for it, because it's a scam. And he took the computer, did whatever he had to do, reinstall whatever, and it worked good as new again.
Well, it is a major, major problem, and it is, you have to wonder, why is the government so unconcerned? I mean, obviously, if the cyber criminals are attacking the government's computers, they make a big stink about it. But it's almost like the government's attitude is, we're just here to be harvested for money, and what a really great way to harvest for money, but to force us to buy security software for an out-of-control cyber crime. Or it may be that the cyber crime is actually the virtual parallel to civil forfeiture. We live under a government right now that is plundering and looting and pillaging its own population to keep its war funding intact. And, you know, in addition to the police just pulling people over and grabbing all kinds of wealth and assets, which Sessions says is a powerful law enforcement tool, maybe the NSA's main job right now is going on out and committing all this cybercrime and plundering the American people as another source of wealth for the war machine. Kaspersky Group has linked the Hacker Collective, the Equation Group, with the NSA. And we know we're dealing with a government that has no moral qualms whatsoever about using torture, using chemical weapons, selling drugs to its own children. So it's really possible that they're just capable of all kinds of this stuff. But you need to do the best that you can for your computer security. But it is out of control. My brother got hit with ransomware, and he had tons of security on his machine. They still got through, And the cyber criminals are able to get through because they're getting all of these military-grade NSA, CIA spy tools. In fact, that bad rabbit that's going on over all over the world, mostly in Russia and Asia, it's using the NSA's eternal romance exploit. So there you have another example of a taxpayer-funded cyber weapon that is now being used against the taxpayers.
Yeah, this seems to be the new form of protection pay that they used to have back in the 30s.
That's exactly what it is. You buy some security software or something bad going to happen to your computer.
Yeah, exactly, Mike.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to take a break for commercials. We're going to come back with another phone call. Then we're going to be at the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire. We'll be back after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right back to the phones here. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Mike. I was wondering, do you think that with these JFK files that have been released, some of them actually, do you feel it was a kind of like a negating thing for the CIA not to give them all up, the 200 or so that they did not give, to kind of like to nullify the president for going ahead and saying, hey, let's go ahead and release these?
Well, first of all, everybody seems to have this mistaken impression that Donald Trump just said we're going to go ahead and release the files. No, that's not the case. Congress passed a law quite some time ago that mandated the release of all these files by this date. And so in point of fact, Donald Trump, in yielding to CIA and FBI pressure to withhold these additional files, is technically in violation of that law. Everything was supposed to be out at this point. Maybe they're just trying to build suspense. Maybe they're trying to use this to try and draw attention away from Uranium One and the dossier scandals. Not going to work, I might add. Or it may be that, you know, given that there have been some rather tasty little tidbits in the files that were released, there may in fact be some stuff in there that really would undermine the official story of the crazed lone nut assassin, which is still the official story, despite the House Select Committee on Assassinations concluding that there was, in fact, more than one shooter in Dealey Plaza that day.
No, I totally agree. And I just, you know, just was wondering, you know, because of Poppy Bush still being alive, I was wondering if his name isn't floating around in those 200 or so documents that were not released. Because he's the only one that's still alive, right?
As far as I know, yeah, he's the only one still out there, and they're saying it's only for a few months, but I would say that in all probability, there's something in those. Certainly makes them look like they've got something to hide. It makes them look guilty, and politics is perception. You know, as we get more into the end of November, closer to Thanksgiving, we'll spend a lot more time on JFK. But for right now, the focus is still going to be back on the dossier gate and uranium gate. While we're at that, we're going to dig up all the other gates as well. Travel gate, China gate, murder of Vince Foster, and just all that stuff. It's time for all of it to just be shoved out there into the public, so that people start to confront the true nature of those who rule us and the means by which they stole our nation from us.
If anything you put on your website on what really happened, can I take that and push it out there on Facebook or Twitter, or, you know, can I copy them and hand them out?
If it's my original work, yes, you are free to copy. If it's something that's linked from someplace else, well, you're welcome to post the link. The only thing you're not allowed to do is do a complete copy and paste of somebody else's work and post it as if it's your own. That's a copyright violation. But as far as the original content on my website, it's all in the public domain. Help yourself. Have fun with it. Thank you for the call, Kevin. We've got to take a break here. And when we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us.
Something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger
with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.